Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words Fume and Victor. Ah, yes, another exciting day in the city.
I win.
Oh, come on.
I am the victor.
Where Becky has been getting beaten by TJ in competition all day long.
Yeah, thanks for noticing.
Don't get mad at me. That's my job.
First one to touch that lamppost.
Ha! Looks like I won this time.
No, Becky, you didn't even let me finish. I was about to say, first one to touch the lamppost, then jump over this piece of wood wins. Ha! I am the victor!
I'll take 4 hot dogs, please, and then 1 for each of them, too.
Oh, Becky.
First one to finish eating the hot dog wins.
Done! Victor, I win!
Wait, that wasn't fair. Plus, it's bad manners to talk with your mouth full.
First one to get in trouble for using bad manners wins.
Well, what do you know? I was just about to ask you to mind your manners. I guess TJ wins again.
But, Dad...
Sorry, Becky, but you heard the man. First person to win wins. I win again! Oh, yeah, not that girl!
Why are you talking like that?
Oh, it's the catchphrase of my favorite wrestler, Victor the Victor. Every time after he wins, he stands on the ropes and yells, "Oh, yeah, I'm the victor!"
Do you even know what victor means?
Reminds me of the word victory, which is a win. Does victor mean winner?
No, it means... Oh, well, yeah, actually, victor does mean winner.
Woo! I am the victor! At defining victor!
Oh, TJ!
Everybody quit laughing at him! It's not funny!
Becky, we're just having fun. Don't take TJ's games too seriously.
I'm not! Now, can we please just go home? TJ, you should probably pick that up before someone else trips on it.
Wow, Becky's fuming.
And I can see why.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, it must be tough having a little brother who always wins at everything.
Of course I'm fuming, Bob. I didn't beat TJ in 1 game today. I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it does. And it will until I am the victor! Bob, put up your hand. Hey, TJ! First person to high-five Bob wins!
Come on! I got some meat for you.
Anything you want. Hot dogs. All right, stop licking my fingers.
Suspicious.
Yeah! I am the victor!
No! That did not just happen! Okay, Becky, focus on the job. Stopping the butcher. That's what matters. Not beating TJ at some made-up game. There! Oh, Becky! Come on, Bob! Let's go!
Oh, come on! What's wrong with this thing? It's gonna take me all day.
Looks like you've officially gone to the dogs, eh, butcher?
Word girl! I'm not exactly sure what you mean by gone to the dogs, but frankly, it sounds a little insulting to both me and the dog.
I can tell you just stole Mrs. Von Hoosinghouse's prize-winning dog and her prize money. You did it, a woofy woofy woof. I love dogs. Anyway, you're in big trouble, butcher!
Oh, yeah? Kill boss a kablam!
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
You're gonna have to do better than that, butcher.
Huh. Okay, then... Bratwurst Blast! monkey in a meat sweater. It's nice.
You might as well face it, Butcher. Your meat missed its mark today. And now, you're going down. I will be the victor!
What's with all the shouting today, huh? It's like you're perfuming or something.
You mean fuming, not perfuming, fuming!
Right. Fuming, I think. Help me out here.
The word fuming means really, really, really annoyed and bugged and fed up and irritated and angry and all those things put together.
Oh, yeah, you're fuming, all right. But, why?
I'm fuming because, let's just say there's a certain family member who needs to win at every little thing. It's like my whole life has become a contest.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I mean, my dad, Kid Potato, he's the same way.
Really?
Yeah, he's always saying he was a better villain than me when he was my age. I mean, how does he think that makes me feel?
Right? And you don't know why it makes you feel that way, it just does.
Uh-huh.
And the more you think about it, the more it makes you want to scream.
So this is really bugging you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, great. Hamburger Hammer!
Exactly. Wait, what now?
Ah! Come on, Wolfgang. Don't eat the trap. So long.
I lost again.
First TJ, now the butcher? Rough day. Later, back at the Botsfords, Becky returns home still fuming.
Don't worry. I'll feel much better once I'm the victor, which will be any minute now, because I'm not going to let myself be tricked again.
Becky, it's great to see you!
Wait, really?
Yeah, now I can go back to winning everything.
Yeah! Well, I have some bad news for you, TJ. For the rest of the day, I'm going to be the victor in any game you think up.
I bet you can't rake up more leaves than me.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. TJ?
Thanks for doing my chores for me, sis. Double win.
What? Really the winner here because I like a clean yard. Ugh. Hey! Seriously? How could this even be in the newspaper already? Ow!
First one to sip this lemonade wins! I am the victor!
Dutch! Because of TJ's games, I went from annoyed to angry to really angry to fuming! I'm so upset, I can barely think straight.
Becky, I understand that you're upset, but this is your fault too, you know.
Huh?
You know, you don't have to accept TJ's challenges by getting angry. If he wants to play the victor and eat a hot dog first or touch a lamppost before you do, so what? What does it matter?
I don't know, but somehow TJ makes it matter!
TJ is just doing what little brothers sometimes do. But don't worry, some things are more important than being the victor.
Like what?
Like doing the right thing.
Huh. Maybe you're right.
Oh, and Becky, the first person to tie their shoe wins.
No. Nice try, Dad. I know you're just testing me.
You got me!
First one in the kitchen wins!
Go ahead, be the first one. See if I care. I care!
I am the victor. What?
Ha! Now I am the victor! Woohoo! You know it! I want it! You know it! The victor! I'm the victor!
Well, gee, Becky, who cares who got to the kitchen first anyway, right, Dad? Becky, why does that matter so much to you? It doesn't matter at all to me.
It's nice to know someone around here has the right attitude.
I am the victor.
Dad! I won, and I still lost! That has to be the butcher, and my chance to finally be the victor! Word up!
All right, Wolfgang, hit it! Come on, mush! Huh. In blindsight, this probably wasn't the best idea.
I think you mean hindsight, butcher!
Ah, word girl! Back for more, huh?
That's right. And this time, I'll end up the victor!
Oh, we'll see about that. First one to blast worker with a barrage of meatballs wins! Ha! First one to trap worker on a hot link fence wins! First one to bury worker on a pastrami storm wins!
Didn't even win once, Butcher!
Ha! Neither did you!
No, maybe not yet, but I will be the victor!
First person to safely escape while War Girl is busy saving Wolfgang wins!
If I save Wolfgang, the butcher will go free!
Remember, Becky, some things are more important than being the victor, like doing the right thing. Look at all of us. What? Hello. Goodbye. I just got here. What'd I miss?
The right thing to do here is save Wolfgang.
Ha! I win again, Worm Girl! I did it! I'm the winner! I beat Worm Girl! Whoa! Oh, man!
Looks like you just took an unplanned trip. Get it, trip?
Yeah, I get it. And who leaves a piece of wood where someone could trip on it?
Woo! First person to trip the butcher wins! I am the victor! I wish Becky was here to see this. Becky! Becky!
Well, I'm glad everything turned out right in the end.
So you're not fuming, even though it was more of a win for TJ than it was for you?
No. No. Because in that moment, choosing to save Wolfgang was more important than defeating the Butcher. And, thanks to TJ, we still defeated the Butcher. So the way I look at it, I'm still the victor. Right?
Yeah, I get it.
You are the victor. So I guess there's just one thing left to say.
What's that?
First person to wrap up the episode wins!
Join us next time for more exciting adventures of Word Girl! First one to fly away wins!
Hey, I can't fly.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is bewilder. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Give it a shot, Tommy.
Bewilder means to transform from one person into another.
Nope. Have at it, Phil.
I thought I knew what bewilder meant, but now I'm completely confused. I'm totally puzzled.
You realize you just defined bewilder, right?
I did?
Yes! Bewilder means to puzzle or confuse.
Bewilder means to puzzle or confuse.
You just heard me say that.
I'm totally bewildered.
Why are you ringing in? I've already said the answer.
You have?
This is the most bewildering experience I've ever had. I'm going to declare that no one is today's winner. Huggy, show them what they would have won.
It's a go-kart. Wow, that would have been a fun prize.
That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words adjust and elongate.
Oh, no! It looks like our hero has been captured by Dr. Two Brains. Word Girl is in big trouble. But Word Girl's trouble is about to get even bigger. That'll make sense in a minute.
I can't believe I finally captured Word Girl. Man, that was an amazing plan. No point getting into the specifics. We were all there.
It was beautiful, boss.
Now for the final phase of my plan. This resizing ray will shrink Word Girl down to the size of a mouse.
Your evil plan will never work, Dr. Two Brains.
Really? I mean, it's basically working already.
All right, fine, it might work. But it's still, you know, totally evil and stuff.
Right, well, I can deal with that. And you can deal with this.
Oh.
What? Word Girl was supposed to shrink. Why did she elongate? Something you two want to tell me?
Well, see, Charlie and me were eating a cupcake, and we thought, hey, wouldn't it be better if this cupcake was a little bigger?
Okay, I already see where you're going with this, but continue.
Well, you know how cupcakes are, boss. They're so small. So we turned the dial on the ray to a little bigger.
Well, not to change the subject or anything, but I'm gonna escape now.
But, boss, I thought those straps were unbreakable.
Yeah, unbreakable for regular-sized word girl, not for a little bigger word girl.
I told you your evil plan wouldn't work. Ha! Called it as usual.
Good thing I always have a plan B. Get away, catapult! So long, word girl. We'll meet again!
Now, how did we miss that catapult? Oh, right, sorry. Ow! Oh, let's try that again. Okay, maybe I'll just... Oh, good idea, Bob. Just go and unbuckle. There we go. All right. Wait a minute! You know what? Let's just walk home, Huggy. I'm feeling kind of weird.
The next morning...
Becky, you look a little different. Did you change your hair?
Yes. That and only that is why I look different. It's my new hairstyle.
Huh. Your sleeves are shorter. That can't be because of your hair.
All part of my new look, Scoops. Shorter sleeves are gonna be super in this season.
I don't know. You're acting kind of strange. Are you sure that...
Listen, Scoops. I was battling Dr. Two Brains, and he zapped me with a ray that made me slightly bigger. My sleeves aren't smaller. My arms have been elongated. And the worst part is that now I can't control my powers.
Yikes.
Whoa, did anyone feel that crazy gust of wind? So weird.
I sure did. Just helping out.
Later, Becky stops by the grocery store on the way home from school, even though she just had lunch a short while ago.
Come on, give me a break here. This elongated body of mine takes more energy than I'm used to.
Oh, I'm not judging.
Sir, can you recommend some items for a person who's, I don't know, slightly bigger than they were yesterday?
Sorry, young lady, I'm not hiring right now.
I wasn't asking for a job.
Anyway, I'm busy adjusting these apples to make them look just right. Run along now.
Okay.
Everybody freeze!
And nobody move.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Come on, Bob.
Look, I don't know what game you kids are playing, but you'll have to take it outside. This is a place of business.
Oh, we'll be leaving soon with all the cheese in this joint.
Stop right there, Two Brains.
Word girl.
That's right. Prepare to be defeated. Word out!
Wow, that was really on the money, eh, boys?
Boo.
Yeah, she really stopped on a dime, don't you think? Stopped on a dime.
Are these supposed to be jokes, boss?
Oh, let's just get the cheese.
I think I'm still a little off, Huggy. But I can still do a good old-fashioned monkey throw! Ha! Sorry. So sorry.
I just finished adjusting those.
Whoop! Thanks for the help, word girl.
Young lady, you're fired.
I can't believe you got away again, Bob. Oh, and sorry I threw you into a pile of apples. I just don't know what I'm gonna do about being slightly big test at school tomorrow. Gotta study hard tonight. Every test counts.
Becky, my responsible girl. Kids grow up so fast. You know, it seems like just yesterday you were slightly smaller.
Yeah, it does seem like that, doesn't it? Being bigger is tough, Dad.
I know, sweetheart. This sounds like a put-down-the-cans conversation. When I was your age, I grew 7 inches in one school year. They called me Stretch Botsford. I was the lankiest, clumsiest guy in my grade. And that was before I grew. But I still made the basketball team. You know why?
Hard work and determination?
Well, no, it was a small school and they barely had enough players. The point is, I practiced every day. And eventually, I adjusted to being 7 inches taller. In fact, by the end of the year, my new nickname was Jump Shot Botsford.
Thanks, Dad. I'm not sure I have enough time to adjust to this, but that's still good advice.
No problem, sweetie. Jump Shot Botsford does it again. Does it again. Does it again. Can you move the can a little closer? Does it again. Don't worry, sweetie. I'll get it eventually. Again. I'll fix that. Again. Car alarm. My fault.
We'll be outside.
Again!
But they're not outside at all. They're in Word Girl's secret spaceship hideout. And Becky, a.k.a. Word Girl, has a plan to get things back on track.
I have a plan to get things back on track.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, right. Thanks for coming, Scoops. I need you guys to help me train so I can adjust to this new elongated body.
Elongate. Elongate.
That's right, Huggy. Elongate means to make something longer. In this case, Dr. Two-Brain's ray elongated me. He made me longer.
That's exactly what I knew it meant.
Now let's get down to business. Now, if only I knew where to find him.
Well, there is a Ray convention in town, and it is sponsored by the City Cheese Association, so this is a long shot. Maybe Dr. Two Brains will show up there?
You think?
Nobody move!
And freeze while you're at it.
Yeah, they get it. Hand over all your cheese, or else.
Or else what?
Oh, right. Or I'm gonna use this Ray to shrink your Ray and everyone here.
Shrink? So, is this the Resizinator 9000?
Oh, why, yes. Hey!
Wow! What an impressive machine! Just gorgeous!
Yeah, I...
Candles like a dream!
Yeah, whenever you're ready to give that back.
Sorry, of course.
Help!
Oh, hey, Word Girl.
It figures I would find you here.
Mm-hmm. It's a Ray convention sponsored by the City Cheese Association. What am I gonna do, not show up?
No, I get it. You gotta be you. But this time, you're not getting away.
Oh, yeah. I'm really scared after last time. What you gonna do, fly head first into a giant ray?
No, I'm gonna do this.
Well, what happened?
Well, I adjusted to my new size after all. And now I have all my powers under control again. Ha!
Excuse me. Can you please tell me what adjust means? If I'm gonna be caught, I want to at least keep following the story.
Sure thing. Adjust means to change something to be the way you want it. I wasn't used to my slightly bigger size, so I had to adjust how I moved my body. And now I can defeat you guys again.
Oh, nice.
No, it's not nice. If you hadn't adjusted the ray in the first place and made her bigger, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Way to use adjust, boss.
Thank you.
Monkey throw!
This dense Gouda has subtle notes of cherry blossom beneath a rustic, citrusy aroma that stimulates but does not overwhelm the senses.
Actually, that is a piece of wax.
Right. A plate of your finest wax, then. Go to jail, Ray. Use only on villains. Okay.
Wow, go to jail, Ray. How's it work? Oh. That's how it works.
And with the villains caught and the day saved, Captain Huggy Face adjusts the shrink ray.
Tickles, tickles, tickles! Thanks, Huggy. I was getting used to my new elongated size, but I can't say the same for my clothes.
Which is good news for both Becky and Word Girl, since they're the same person.
Hey, quiet!
Oh, come on. The viewers know.
You gotta wrap it up.
This ending does feel a bit elongated.
Seriously.
Be sure to adjust your schedule and join us next time for an exciting, stupendous, rustic, and citrusy episode of
Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round! Phil, you correctly defined the word bewilder, sort of. Ready to play the bonus round?
I guess.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for bewilder. Give it a shot, Phil.
I'm going to go with number
3, right? In that picture, something has clearly confused Dr. Two Brains. He's bewildered.
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, well, you are our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl Hogo Stick. See you next time on...
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!